Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
So today I have an incredible woman who is a community activist, a gender-based violence campaigner, protector of the vulnerable, warrior in the war against food poverty, and the founder of the Philisa Abafazi Bethu NPO. I'm talking about the amazing Woman Crush Wednesday, Lucinda Evans. Welcome to East Coast Radio. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well. How are you?
I am fantastic. Speaking to you, I feel amazing. The first question, of course, is for you to tell us more about Philisa Abafazi Bethu NPO.
Well, Philisa Abafazi Bethu Women and Family Center was originally born on the bridge of the Umzivubu River in the Eastern Cape. And about 15 years ago, I did a road trip. Didn't know I had to go to Port St. John's. And that time it was Mapbooks. I drove from Cape Town. I underestimated the drive. I was driving alone and I could only make it as far as that bridge, and I was violently sick. It was a very hot day. I didn't drink enough. I spent the night on the bridge, and the women that were selling the mealies were taking care of me. They sat at the car.
Wow.
And the next morning, there were tourists coming past. They saw the CA registration and stopped and asked me what's wrong. And I said, I'm sick and I'm going to Port St. John's. I don't know where it is. And they said, my God, you're just around the corner from it. And went there, I did my business and I came back. I stopped at the bridge and I gave the ladies all my accommodation money that I had as a token of gratitude. And when I came back to Cape Town, I spoke to my friends about my experience and I said, what does healing mean in isiXhosa? Because I didn't speak Xhosa. And I said, Philisa. And I knew Abafazi was women and Bethu. Random. And fast forward, I started the project then a year later in my dining room after witnessing domestic violence. And it took me back to the name Philisa Abafazi Bethu. This was going to be the name. I'm a Khoisan woman in a colored community. Nobody could say Philisa Abafazi Bethu in one word. So they would just say Abafazi.
Right.
And fast forward 14 years later, being 8 years in my dining room and in my garage, providing services for women and their children and older persons that are victims of domestic violence program. And last November, I opened a safe house for trans persons and gay males, and also a shelter for heterosexual victims of gender-based violence.
Now, I mean, this is such a powerful story, and you giving so much of yourself and wanting to really be a safe haven for so many different people with so many challenges. What would you say has been the biggest lesson in doing everything that you do?
The biggest lesson as a woman is you have to believe in your dream. Even if you're the only one that believes in that dream, you must live it, you must feel it, you must work it, and you must manifest the reality even if you don't see it in the physical form. And believing in that we are guided by our foremothers, that the work that we do is generational womb work, is what got me still jumping out of bed every morning and crawling to bed. Because where we find ourselves in South Africa, we have no voice. As women, we are not even represented properly in government. Our deputy president is not a woman. Our president is not a woman. And if you look at all the key figures and the decision makings that makes daily decisions on the safety of our bodies, it is not women. So I want to put it out there to the women listeners, the entrepreneurs, the business women, the women that might enter politics in 2024. You have to believe that we'll be able to do it. And when we get to the point of success, sisters, we need to turn around and stretch our hand out and help another sister, even if she is blessed before you are blessed. Because this is what it's going to cost us to save ourselves as women, our daughters, our mothers, and the other women in this country.
Right. And lastly, your message to specifically women that are victims of gender-based violence.
I need you to find the services of emergency safe houses. Do not be silenced. Do not sit there as survivors of gender-based violence. Go and get the help. It is there.
It is there. Lucinda, I couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much for your inspirational words about dreaming and also going and getting help. It really is going to touch so many women's lives. Wishing you a beautiful Women's Month.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. That is the beautiful Lucinda Evans. And as I said, she is the founder of Philisa Abafazi Bethu NPO. That's helping women all across the Western Cape, and I'm sure expanding into other provinces in South Africa.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.